to Psalms 46. Psalms 46.
这是我们今天的读经进度，就是诗篇的46篇。
This is our Bible reading schedule.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。再请看第七节。
Verse 7.
万军之主与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。再请看十一节。
Verse 11.
万军之主与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。所以在46篇呢，有11节，但是有3次提到神是我们的避难所。
So there's 11 verses in the Psalms 46, and 3 times it has been mentioned that God is our refuge.
那可见这是一个中间信息，也是作者想要表达、想要告诉读者、想要告诉我们的。
This is a central message, and also how the author is trying to tell us.
神就是我们的避难所。
That God is our refuge.
那当然，为什么需要有个避难所？
And why do we need a refuge?
就是因为有暴风雨来临。
Because there will be times of storms.
假如像现在天气很好、很温和、不冷不热，又有太阳，就不需要有避难所。
So if the weather is calm, the wind is good, it's not hot or not cold, there's no need to find a refuge.
所以你看我们在传福音，有些人他说我不需要啊。
When we preach to people, people will say, I don't need the gospel.
因为那个时候可能他的天空是蓝色的。
Because during the time, the person might think that their sky is blue.
所以他不觉得他需要一个避难所。
The person feels he does not need a refuge or a fortress.
那假如我们刚刚传福音给一个正在遭受暴风雨侵袭的人，当然他就很需要。他说：“哎，那我可以尝试看看。”
When we preached to a person in times of storms and he was in need, this person might want to try it out.
所以有暴风雨的人。 才需要一个避难所。
A person who's in times of storms and calamities would need to find a fortress.
那我们早上提到这个暴风雨其实也有一些好处。
And we mentioned this morning that there's the advantages to a fortress.
因为它会带来大量的雨量。
It will bring a great forth of rain.
它还可以洗刷大地的灰尘。
It cleanses the dust of the earth.
那一样的，我们的心灵的灰尘呢，也是需要这种暴风雨来帮我们洗净。
The dust in our heart needs to be cleansed by this storm or rain that pours into our heart.
所以我们已经信了主。
Even though we believe in the Lord,
但是我们心灵可能是蒙上一层的灰尘。
We might be covered by a layer of dust.
但是我们平常可能不察觉。
And there be times that we are unaware of it.
尤其是我们现在社会很复杂，我们经常接触一些人，那些人可能是不敬虔的人。
We are in the society with a lot of complications, and we might mix in with all types of people.
那可能我们的思想观念会受一点点的影响。
We might be influenced by our thoughts, and the way we think from the surrounding of people around us.
从这一点开始，我们对神的看法，我们对教会的看法，我们对人的看法，就会慢慢的改变，会慢慢的越多的抱怨，越多的不平。
Our views of church or people or within us may start to sway and be influenced, and we start to complain.
那这些人可能夺走我们的喜乐、平安，我们都不知道。
These people might rob us of our joy, our sorrow, and we are totally unaware of it.
所以这些灰尘呢，可能是代表我们今生的忧虑。
The dust could represent the worries of our time on earth.
我们今生的骄傲、肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。The
pride of life and the lust of the flesh.
那我们可以说，这一些就是苦难的来源。And
we can say these are the source of our sufferings.
我们看亚当夏娃当时还在伊甸园的时候。
When we look at Adam and Eve during the time in the Garden of Eden,
那他们过着一个很快乐的生活。
They led a very happy life.
因为住在伊甸园，伊甸园的意思就是快乐的园地啊。
In the Garden of Eden means a happy place.
第一个，神很快乐。
First of all, God is happy.
那神呢？他造什么都是很心满意足啊，他造什么事情都是好的。
Everything he created was good.
所以亚当夏娃天天跟神在一起。
Adam and Eve was living and dwelling with God every single day.
那自然他就沾染着这种喜乐的气氛呢。
And because of that, it affected them, their happiness, and they also took part in the joy of the Lord.
所以你看，我们就是跟什么样的人做朋友哈。啊，久而久之，我们也会跟那个朋友也差不多一样的人。
Our friendship will be affected and influenced by one another through times.
所以当时亚当夏娃在伊甸园里面是非常快乐的。
So during the time Adam and Eve were very joyful in the Garden of Eden.
但是他们碰到一个哈，很会讲谎话，是世界上超级的推销员。
But they met a very a person.Advertiser who's full of lies and manipulation.
因此要把神说那个水果你不要买，那个水果你不要买，也不能吃的那个善恶树上果子，已经讲得很清楚。
And God has told them not to eat the fruit of the goodness that was on the tree, and He has instructed them very clearly.
但是这位超级的推销员呢，魔鬼他却是曲解了神的话。
But the promoter, which is the devil, twisted the word of God.
他就慢慢的影响亚当夏娃对神的话的看法。
He start to influence them in regards to the word of God.
他们本来也是敬畏神呢。
Initially they have show a lot of reverence towards God.
也是很听神的话。
Then they obey God.
所以他也沾染到神的想法，沾到神的快乐、喜乐、平安。
They have took part and tainted themselves with God's thoughts and the joy of the Lord.
但是现在闯入一个另外一个朋友
，But somehow a friend came in between.
这是不敬虔的朋友
，A person who show no reverence.
说谎话的朋友
，A person, a friend who lied.
叫自私的朋友
，A selfish friend.
没有怜悯心的朋友
，A person who show no compassion.
所以亚当夏娃就听了他的话，买了这个产品以后。
Adam and Eve listened to this promoter and bought the product.
啊，吃了善恶树上果子以后。
He ate the fruit.
他们的观念
good of the good and evil
就改变了。
And because of that, their thoughts changed.
本来他们内心是充满的满足。
Initially, their hearts are full of content.
哦，在伊甸园里面呢，树上果子他们都可以随意吃啊。
All the fruits that belongs to the Garden of Eden, they can eat every one of them.
但是交了这个朋友以后。
But after they befriend this person, this promoter,
就慢慢的影响他。
Slowly, they got influence.
影响他，你要觉得你不足啊，你这个还不够啊。
This person keep telling that they are lacking, they're not complete.
所以他的眼睛就开了。
Their eyes are open.
那眼睛开了就觉得哎自己不足了。
Then they realize they're not complete.
就开始紧张，开始害怕。
They start to panic and be afraid.
就开始要想办法来解决他自己的问题啊。
They start to derive ways to solve their own problem.
本来他们所有的问题都是神替他们解决。
All their problems were solved by God.
连亚当他缺乏一个女人来帮助他，神也是为他解决的。
When Adam was lacking of a woman, God helped him.
他觉得自己一个人很孤独。
He realized he was lonely.
神也帮他解决。
God helped him.
那么大的事情神都帮他解决的。
All big matters, God has always helped Adam.
那难道只是一个简单的衣服来为他遮羞，这神就不能够帮他解决吗？
Is it because such a simple thing to cover their own nakedness, God is not able to help them?
因为他内心呢，把神已经挤掉了。
Because in their heart, they have rejected God.
所以他就产生害怕的心理啊。
And because of that, they derive the heart of fear.
这个变成一个痛苦的来源。
And this is a source of their suffering.
所以这些私欲呢，就是我们痛苦的来源。
These desires are the source of our suffering.
我们为什么要苦难
？Why do we go through hardship？
其实很多都是跟我们自己的私欲有关系。
This has a lot to do with our own desires.
好，那我们先来看什么是私欲。
Let's look at what desires are.
因为本来欲望哈，欲望是神所给我们的。
Desires are something given to us by God.
因为这个欲望啊，人渴了就要喝水啊。
When one is thirsty,
那肚子饿了就想吃饭。
When he's hungry, he wants to eat.
啊，所以我们早上比较晚点结束，大家觉得肚子很饿了。
And we ended this morning session very late, and everyone's hungry.
这是正常的。
This is normal.
这是可以说明的，可以被理解的。
This is understandable.
大家说，哎，一点半了，我很饿，赶快结束了。
We said 1:30 already, and we're hungry. Let's end this quickly.
你讲说赶快结束，没有你会反对。
If you said you want to end it quickly, no one will reject.
因为我也一样啊。
No one will object.
啊，所以大家都一样。
I'm the same.
这是公开，这是可以公开的说明的。
This is something that we can be agree upon.
你根本就不需要放在心里呀。
You do not have to put it into your heart.
但是私欲啊就不一样哦，私就是私的啊。
But desires and it's different.
为什么我们俗话说有私房钱？
Why do we
there's 有的女人有私房钱？
There's a saying that there's a secret money.
那你为什么叫私房钱？你那你不好意思跟你的先生讲啊。
And these are things that you feel embarrassed or to share with your husband.
那假如你告诉你的先生，这不叫做私房钱了。
If you tell him, then it's not something the money should not be something you're hiding.
所以这个私的话，就表示呢不方便讲。讲了不好意思。
So the word means that you're not, you're embarrassed to share and to own up.
是不能够让人知道的一个隐秘。
It is a secret that you do not want everyone to know.
那欲啊，欲望的欲。
Desire.
这个就是心中啊想要满足的一种意念。
Desire is something that you want to attain or fulfill in your inner heart.
那本来这个欲哈，这个欲望是中性的。
Desire can be neutral.
它没有所谓的好坏。
It's neither good nor bad.
就好像钱的本身是中性的，没有好坏，你不能够打钱说你怎么那么坏，不是坏啊，是你坏呀，是人坏。
Just like money is neutral, you can't say money is bad.
要该打是该打自己呀，不是打那个钱。
The person that costs.It to be bad is the person itself.
所以这个私欲把私欲私跟欲连在一起的话
，if you combine desire and your yearning, if you combine them together,
我们叫 selfish desire 哈，你 self 就是自己的
，and we call it selfish desire.
因为我们刚刚已经讲过什么叫私啊，这个私哈
，we've mentioned what is desire.
私就是跟公开的相反的意思嘛。
It's the opposite of being open.
所谓的私欲哈，我们简单的讲，就是不能够跟神交代，你不能够跟神交代的一种欲望，一种意念。
Selfish desire means something you cannot be accountable in front of God, and you are ashamed.
比如说年轻男女哈。
For example, a young male and female.
啊，当然有些我们现在这个社会说的年轻男女，有些说情欲也会发动情欲。
There's a lot of passions and desire among couple.
那发动情这个欲啊，本来是中性。我刚刚讲也本来是中性的。
This we have I've mentioned that desire is neutral.
结婚到了就是要结婚啊，时间到就是要结婚。
Time to get married, the person get will think of marriage.
所以结婚的话，就是可以公开的宣告说啊，某某人跟某某弟兄跟某某姐妹啊，在什么时候要结婚。
So marriage is something that's open that who so and so is married to this person.
这个就不叫私欲。
This is not being classified as desire.
因为这个可以向神交代。
This is something you are accountable and to God.
我们在神的面前要举行结婚典礼。
In front of God, we hold the wedding ceremony.
因为年纪大了。
Because as you get older,
时机也到了。
And the time is right.
两方面都成熟了。
Everyone, the both parties are mature.
按照神的旨意，必须要建立家庭，繁衍后代。
According to the will of God, you establish a family and you give off to the next generation.
那私欲的就不一样啊。
Selfish desire is different.
私欲就不能够像跟神交代，只要两个青年还没有结婚以前就发生肉体的关系。
It's something that you do not want to announce it or be open, and you have premarital consummation before marriage.
那请问这个怎么去向跟神交代
？And how do you be accountable to God？
那一个那个贪心也是一样。
Greek is to be greedy is the same way.
贪心啊，就是那个不正常的欲望。
To be greedy is an abnormal kind of desire.
所以圣经啊，我查了这个圣经有20个地方啊，记载的私欲。
I discovered that there's 20 mentions of desire in the Bible.
因为这些私欲的哈，就是痛苦的来源。
And these selfish desire come from the source of suffering.
好，那我把它整理出来哈。
I have organized them.
那私欲啊，把这个道理挤住了，就结不出果子来呀。
Selfish desire will not bring forth fruits.
所以私欲啊，就不能够结出果子了。
Because of selfish desire, you cannot bear fruits.
因为这个私欲是私底下，是私房钱，是不能够公开的，所以跟神没有关系，跟神没有关系。
Because it's hidden and it's not something to be out in the open. It has nothing to do with God.
所以这个不在神的计划里头，不在神的计划里头的欲望。
This is not according to the plan of the Lord.
因为他一定结不出圣灵的果子。
Because it cannot bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
好，那再来呢？圣经说啊，满足肉体的私欲，满足肉体的私欲。
Those who satisfy the lust of the flesh.
那可见这个是满足额外的需求，额外的啊，额外就是神没有允许的这种的欲望。
And this is something that is out of what God wants.
那再来是啊，私啊邪情啊，邪就邪的，不光明正大邪气啊 ，evil。邪情私欲
，evil desires。
哦，邪就这 evil， 你这个不正，邪的相反就是正，正的相反就是邪。
It's not right, and whatever is not right is evil.
那当然，我们行事，我们要光明正大。
If we are standing upright，
那就不会有邪气，就不会有邪。
Then we would not have these evil desires.
那再来。有时候不敬虔的私欲
，and their the desire that is not reverence
啊，就是 ungodly， 这个
ungodly
啊不敬虔哈，这个私欲是不敬虔的。
And these desires are ungodly。
还有放纵私欲啊，有人放纵肉体的私欲。
And those who give in to desires。
那放纵的话，就是没有一个节制，他说不管就豁出去，他不管什么都不考虑。
This person has no discipline and would do whatever he desires.
所以贪心的人，他不考虑这个贪心的后果。
For a person who's greedy, do not think of the consequences.
啊，他贪心的话，可能会妨碍到别人呢。
And because of that, it will affect other people.
你贪的话是从别人那边得来的，得到更多的。
Because you cheated people and you gain what you have from others.
啊，本来是大家 share， 大家都有份呢。
Initially, everyone share and have a part in it.
啊，因为一个人放纵私欲，他说把别人有的啊，别人该别人得的，他跟他拿来的。
Person who give in to his evil desire will gain from others.
所以他没有考虑到别人的感受。
This person do not consider the how other people feel.
因为他这放纵就不管了，就是没有一个限制。
Because he gave in to his desire and he does not discipline himself.
好，那圣经又说，这种是有害啊，请注意听，有害的私欲。
And these are desire that cause harm.
所以私欲一定是有害的。
So desire will cause harm.
那我们现在的人，很多人是服侍各样的私欲。
And many people today give in and cave to all these desires.
因为为着要满足自己肉体的欲望。
Because to fulfill and satisfy their own fleshly desire.
所以我们综合哈，做个小结论。
So we like to make a summary.
私欲啊，会害自己。
Desire will cause harm to oneself.
那有些时候也会伤害到别人。
And sometimes it will harm others.
那有些时候，我们自己本身呢，也会变成别人因为私欲所引起的灾难。我们就是一个受害者，别人私欲的受害者。
And sometimes we could be the victim of other people's desire.
啊，比如说别人有贪心的话。
For example, if someone is greedy.
那把我们应该有的份拿走了。
The person has took away the portion that belongs to us.
那我们自己没有贪心呢。
And because we're not greedy ourselves.
我们没有贪欲啊。
We don't have the greedy desire.
是别人贪欲。
Other people are greedy.
但是因为他的行为啊，导致我们受损害。
Because of how he acted has caused harm to us.
我们就变成受害者。
We became victims.
这个就是苦难的来源啊。
And this is the source of our suffering.
啊，所以圣经说，灾难啊，暴风雨。就是需要的避难所。
So the Bible mentioned when there's storms and when there's calamities, there's a need to find a refuge.
那当然，我们个人假设内心有私欲的话，那神借着这个暴风雨啊，把我们内心的私欲扫除。
And if we have desires in our heart, God would use these storms to cleanse our heart.
我们在诗篇四十六篇啊，看到三个地方记载神是我们的避难所。
And in Psalms 46, there's three times of mention that God is our refuge.
那这个避难所啊，英文我查了大概有三个字哈、啊，来描写避难所。
And I checked in the English version, there's three descriptions.
就会帮助我们了解这个避难所到底含义是什么。
It helps us to understand what is the true meaning of refuge.
那第一个哈、啊，就是他刚刚所讲这段 refuge， 就是。在危险的时候、啊、比如说地震啊，还是有什么台风，有什么大水灾、啊、有什么灾难、啊、政府、啊、就提供一个隐秘的地方让大家来躲避。
So the first definition is refuge means that when there's an earthquake or natural catastrophe, the government will establish a safe place for people to come and take refuge.
那么在第二个、啊、就是 heaven。就是避风港啊，避风港
，H-A-V-E-N， is a haven。
这避风港就是船开到外面去，假如有台风的话，他要赶快把船呢开进港口来躲避。
It is to help the boats in times of hurricane or storm that they can drive into this haven to avoid the disaster。
啊，所以上面是三百十八首我们第一次所唱的赞美诗哈。
We just sang the hymns.
啊，里面就是避风港。
And it talks about the haven of rest.
那这第三个。
And the third.
啊，就是跟圣所一样的字啊 ，sanctuary。
And it means the sanctuary.
啊，就是圣所，就好像我们今天啊，这个政治庇护的城市啊，比如说啊，旧金山啊，它就是一个啊庇护的城市。旧金山。就是圣，它叫 sanctuary city。
So today's San Francisco is the sanctuary
city.
City.
哎，比如说联邦政府的那些官员哈，这个移民局的官员啊，假如是要去那旧金山要抓那些没有身份的移民的话，那旧金山的政府市政府他们就不欢迎，也不会去跟他配合，因为他是。宣布为一个保护这些人哈，就变一个 sanctuary city。
So the immigration officer, if they were to want to capture these people, but the city of San Francisco will protect these immigrants from these governor.
啊，所以我们对避难所就是有这三个字来形容，那我们就能够很比较广泛的了解。啊，避难所的含义。
So we use these three definitions to describe this refuge, so that it gives us a deeper meaning.
所以在苦难的时候，哈，我们都需要一个避难所。
In times of trouble, we need to find a refuge.
我们请看耶利米书。
Turn to Jeremiah.
十六章十九节。
Chapter 16.
耶利米书十六章十九节。
Verse 19. Jeremiah 16, verse 19.
十九节
，19.
耶利米书十六章十九节，
Jeremiah、
主啊，你是我的力量，是我的保障，在苦难之日啊、嗯，特别提到在苦难之日是我的避难所。
O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in times of distress.
再请看十七章的十七节
，Chapter 17, verse 17.
十七章十七节。
17, verse 17.
不要使我因你惊恐，当灾祸的日子，你是我的避难所。
Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the times of disaster.
啊，所以这里提到灾难， 灾祸的时候要需要一个避难所。
When there's time of disaster, we need to find a refuge.
那神就是我们的避难所。
And God is our refuge.
所以当在我们人生的暴风雨的时候，我们真的要寻找一个避难所。
So in times of storms and danger, we have to find a refuge.
那这个避难所哈，有的时候是被说是 shelter， 就是一个好像太阳正热的时候大概十二点就是夏天太阳正热的时候。那就是有一个树荫，那树底下有一个阴影那我们就躲在底下就很凉爽。
So refuge can also be defined when it's right in the middle of the noon where the sun is blazing and when we find a shade under a tree and that casts a shadow and that is our refuge.
所以当我们走在人生的暴风雨的时候，
When we walk in the midst of storms and calamities,
那走起来就很累了。
We find that it's tiring to walk.
因为我们要用加倍力量使我们自己能够站立得稳。
We have to use extra strength to stabilize ourselves.
因为这个风啊，你自己不站立得稳的，这个风力很强。
If you don't have a solid footing, the wind is very strong.
那风太强，我们自己就站立不稳了，所以一定要想办法使自己能够站立得稳呢。
Because the wind is so strong, we have to make ourselves be solid in our footing.
我们影片里曾经看到。
We see
影片在影片啊，比如那个YouTube 那个影片啊，看过那些狂风大雨扫过一个城市的时候。
We see how clips on YouTube that when the strong winds blow the city.
那人们在前进哈，在走路就不能够这样走啊，不能这样走的。
When a person is walking, there's no way he can walk straight.
因为假如你站得挺挺的话，这个风力很强，这个人的受到这种风的面积打击的面积更大。
The impact of the wind when the person is standing upright, can hit with such a great impact.
那阻力更大。
The resistance is stronger.
所以我看那个影片，他们必须要弯着腰这样往前进。
So in the clip I see, people has to bend themselves in order to walk straight.
有的时候是走两步退三步。
Sometimes if you try to advance in your steps, you
结果发现根本就没有前进啊，反而是后退一步。
You're backtracking.
因为那个风力是太强了。
Because the wind is way too strong.
所以我们可以想象得到，在暴风雨中要行进的人是很辛苦，非常的艰难。
We can imagine how hard it is to advance in our steps when we're against the wind.
所以时间一久的话，会筋疲力竭。
Through a matter of time, we will be very tired.
所以，假如我们发现有些弟兄姐妹还是我们的朋友，走在这种暴风雨当中我们要同情，要怜悯他们。
When we realize our brother and sister among us are going through tough times in trying to walk in the midst of the storm, we have to show compassion and mercy to them.
我们正常的人在正常的环境之下
，A normal person in a normal circumstances，
我们要走一百尺的路一百公尺。
We have to walk 100 miles.
可能是不到几分钟啊。
Maybe take us like a few minutes.
可是我们想想，在那种疾风之下我们要往前进，可能要花个半个小时时间呢。
But in the midst of a storm and strong winds, in order to advance, it might take more than half an hour.
因为你有时候会输啊，会输掉。
Sometimes you will lose.
真的，你在暴风雨的时候，你会输啊。
You will
因为你是走两步退三步的。
Because you start losing in order to advance in your steps, you walk two steps, you might retreat three steps.
有时候会被风吹倒。
And you might be toppled by the wind.
再很辛苦的重新站起来。
And you have to get up once again.
走了两步。
You walk two steps.
又退三步。
And you retreat.
好不容易又走了三步，又退两步。
You can start walking two steps, and then only to fall back on three steps.
所以真的是很辛苦
It is very challenging.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十二章。
32.
以赛亚书三十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
三十二章第一节。
Chapter 32, verse 1.
看啊，必有一王凭公义行政，必有首领借公平掌权。第二节。
Verse 2.
必有一人像避风港和避暴雨的隐秘处，又像河流在干旱之地，像大磐石的影子在疲乏之地。所以这边提到干旱跟疲乏。
Here it talks about the here it talks about the shadow of the great rock in the thirsty land.
啊，疲乏很疲倦的威尔伦，你一定很疲倦，因为你在这种环境之下，在大风雨的环境之下，你要走路很艰难。
So the person will be weary in this kind of situation.
那走久了，自然就很累了。
After you walk in such a condition, you'll be tired.
啊，在烈日之下，你走，我刚才走不远，你就满头大汗。
After you walk for a few steps, you start to sweat.
啊，现在呢，有那个大磐石的影子。
And now there's the shadow of a great rock.
我们假如赶快躲在里头的话，就避免被炎热的太阳所晒。
So if we hide under the rock, we will not be scorched by the blazing heat.
那有暴雨的话，我们能够躲在它的底下。
And when there's storm, we can hide under the rock to take shelter.
所以在当中，我们一定要找到神作为我们的避难所。
So in the midst of these calamities, we have to find God to be our refuge.
所以四十六篇的第一节说，神是我们的避难所。
So for chapter Psalms 46 verse 1 said, God is our refuge and our strength.
是我们的力量，随时的帮助。
He's our ever-present help in trouble.
所以有一个安定的心，以后才有力量啊。
Only if you have a stabilized heart, then you have strength.
所以圣经说啊，得力在乎平静安稳呢。
The Bible says that those who have to gain strength from those who are quiet.
我们在避难所休息一会儿，以后才能够再往前进。
Only to take a refuge and help in the refuge, it's the time where we can gather our strength to advance.
这个神是我们避难所，是要描写说神跟我们之间的关系。
So to describe God as our refuge is to describe the relationship we have with God.
啊，这是作者他的体验。
This is the experience of the author.
要他告诉我们今天的人们。
He's trying to address to people today.
说当我们碰到困难、苦难、挑战时，我们也不用害怕。
When there's trouble, sorrows, and challenges, we do not need to be afraid.
因为主就说啊。
Because Lord Jesus said,
你们在世界上会有苦难。
In this world, you will have sorrows.
但是在我里头有平安。
But in me, you will have peace.
那在我里头或许会有平安呢。
In me, you might have peace.
那在世上一定啊，这是一定的有苦难。
But in this world, you will surely have sorrows and suffering.
因为我们今天的苦难呢、啊，不是我们自己找的，就是别人为我们找来的，就是我们变成苦难的受害者。
So we do not seek suffering; sufferings will come to us.
有的时候我们是受害者，不是我们是主动去找这种苦难。
Sometimes we might be victims of the suffering, even though we do not actively go seek.To be suffering.
所以就是我们不想要有啊，可是它也来了。
Even though we do not want to be suffering, it will come.
就是我们很虔诚，我们很虔诚，克服己心啊，灵修很好，可是有的时候苦难还是来啊。
We might cultivate ourselves zealously, but sometimes sufferings will still come.
因为是别人加给我们，我们变成受害者。
This could be something that people inflict upon us, and we are the victims.
所以在那个时候，我们或许会有平安。
So during that time, we might have peace.
假如一个人在这个时候不懂得寻找神为他的避难所的话，苦难还在。
If this person does not know how to take refuge and seek after God, sufferings will still be there.
因为苦难这个暴风的速度啊，比人逃跑的速度更快呀。
The storms, the speed of the storms that comes is faster than a person, a human being.
我们看那个海啸哈。海啸的影片大家都看过嘛，对不对
？Look at the tsunami. How everyone knows how it works.
有人看到海啸来要跑，你跑不了啊。
Everyone's from what we see, when tsunami comes, no one can escape.
你看那个龙卷风啊，飓风来的时候，你要跑也跑不了啊。
When you see tornado, when it comes, no one can escape.
因为它风的速度啊，每一秒啊是哇，那个非常快啊，比人跑步更快呀。
The speed of these calamities are faster than the speed of a person trying to run.
它简直像那个飞机的速度。
It goes like the speed of a plane.
时速可以达到每一个小时啊100里以上啊。
It can go up to 100 kilometers per hour.
我们车子顶多是80迈一个小时啊。
The speed of a car, the most when you drive, is 80 miles.
所以你
就
开车逃跑也跑不了的。
Even if you drive at 80 miles, there's no way you can escape.
所以圣经要告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
不要逃啊。
Do not escape.
你逃也逃不了的。
You can't escape.
所以我们要怎么办
So what do we do?
我们就要找到一个避风港。
We have to go and find a refuge.
因为他将要成为我们随时的避风港，这一句很重要。
This person will be there to be our ever-present help.
当我们看到飓风来的时候
，When we see great storms and wind,
不用跑，现在我们就是把神当成是我们的避风港的话，现在马上有避风港。
Do not run, but immediately seek after God as our refuge.
那为什么主耶稣可以成为我们避风港
？And why is it the Lord Jesus can become our refuge？
因为他已经胜过了哈，胜过了这个世界。
Because he has overcome the world。
主耶稣已经胜过这些苦难的源头。
He has overcome the source of suffering。
苦难的源头就是今生的骄傲。
The source of suffering is the pride of life.
肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
The lust and the pride of the eyes。
啊，主耶稣都已经胜过了。
The Lord has overcome.
所以胜过的人由他来告诉我们一个方法，那是最好的。
The person who has overcome is going to tell us the method because it's the most efficient.
而且神帮助主耶稣，主耶稣禁止四十周，所以他就得胜了。
God has helped Jesus to overcome during the 40 days and 40 nights.
所以我们只要效法主耶稣的话，一样的我们可以得胜。
If we can emulate the Lord Jesus in the same way, we can be victorious.
啊，保罗在信主以前，他不能得胜哎。
Before Paul believed in Christ, he was not able to overcome.
那表面上啊，我们从文字上看起来好像他很英雄化。你看，你们逼迫基督徒还不够的，我来逼迫基督徒，我一定是把他们啊置于死地为死的。
It looks like on the surface that he was a hero, that he was able to persecute these Christians.
你们看我多厉害。
He feels like he's so great.
所以对于当时犹太人来说，这个保罗是英雄啊。
So to the Jews at that time, he was like the hero.
其实我们看这个他的书信里面的记载，他是很苦的。
But through his letters, we realize that he's actually suffering.
因为他说我很恼恨，我很恼恨那些信耶稣的人呢。
He said he was very troubled by people, by the Christians.
你看恼恨的话是不是很苦毒啊？是，你看我恨我恼，就是很愤恨。
He was
愤恨的话，你那个有没有笑容啊？没有笑容啊！你这个哇，这样子咬牙切齿的样子。
He was infuriated by these Christians, and because of that, there's no joy or peace in his heart.
我们想想那个时候的保罗有平安吗
？You think about.Paul at that time, does he have peace?
有喜乐吗?
Does he have joy?
所以他不能胜过了。
And that time, he could not overcome.
他有今生的骄傲。
He has the pride of life.
他不能胜过自己内心的情欲。
He cannot overcome his own selfish desires.
胜过内心的骄傲。
His own pride.
所以他的苦毒。
And that's why he's very infuriated.
但是呢，他靠主就能够得胜。
But because through Christ, he was able to be victorious.
所以我们看主耶稣要让我们学习的哈，不是说要怎么去改变别人、改变环境。
What the Lord wants us to learn is not to change other people or change the surrounding.
甚至不是说要怎么去改变风、暴风的走向。
And not even to change the direction of the wind.
现在科技那么发达，还不能够改变这个飓风的走向啊。
Even though technology is so advanced, we still cannot change the direction of the wind.
我们只能够去面对它。
We can only face and embrace it.
所以主耶稣要让我们学习是改变自己，不是改变别人，不是改变环境。
The Lord Jesus wants us to learn a lesson that is to change ourselves, but not to change the circumstances.
所以我们也要告诉我们下一代啊。
So that is why we tell our next generation.
因为我们这个大人都很认真听道理，可是下一代，你看现在下一代都不在这里了。
Our older generations are attentive in listening to the sermon, but where are the younger generation?
所以我们一定要告诉下一代。
We have to tell the next generation.
当你碰到苦难的时候
，When you face trouble,
要学习怎么改变自己，不是改变环境。
You have to learn to change yourself, but not to change the surrounding around you.
环境是不能够被你改变的。
You cannot change whatever happened around you.
我们今天所遭遇到的环境都是神所安排的。
Whatever we encounter today is being arranged by God.
所以神要我们改变自己。
So the Lord wants us to change ourselves.
假如因此要改变环境的话，这个人会越来越苦啊。
If you change the surrounding, it will become more and more. There'll be more and more suffering.
因为他会充满着很多的抱怨啊、怨恨啊、不平啊，为什么是我？一直问个不停。
This person will feel like it's unjust and complains and murmur. Why is it me?
我们看主耶稣啊，非常伟大。
we see how great almighty Lord Jesus is.
主耶稣他接受施洗约翰洗礼以后。
After the Lord received the baptism from John the Baptist.
那施洗约翰呢，从天上看到异象。
John the Baptist saw a vision from heaven.
天上有声音说，这是我爱子啊。
And the voice said, "This is my beloved son."
说从此以后，约翰施洗约翰就认定主耶稣就是。神的羔羊。
From then on, John the Baptist acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of Lamb.
哎，就是弥赛亚。
He's the Messiah.
非常的清楚。
It is very clear.
因为这不是主耶稣自己说的，是天上来的声音来证明这是我的爱子。
This is the words not spoken by the Lord Jesus, but a voice from heaven that testify and acknowledge he is the Son of God.
好了，过了不久以后。
And not long after.
施洗约翰啊，派人去问主耶稣啊。
John the Baptist sent people to ask Lord Jesus.
我们所等待的是你吗？还是别人？我们现在搞不清楚。
Are we waiting for you or other people? We are very confused.
我们想想，是不是施洗约翰他的头脑已经秀逗了，已经有问题了
？Do we feel like if John the Baptist is not thinking straight?
几年前为耶稣施洗的时候，他自己从天上看到异象，说这是我的爱子。
Few years ago, he saw the vision and the voice that.Testified that Jesus is the beloved Son.
主耶稣啊，一点都没有生气。
The Lord Jesus is not angry at all.
他不去改变施洗约翰的态度。
He does not try to change the attitude of John the Baptist.
他改变自己的态度吧。
He changed his own attitude.
他只要求改变自己呀。
He required to change of himself.
所以他怎么说
？And what did he say?
主耶稣啊，没有责备施洗约翰。
The Lord Jesus did not lecture John, reprimand John the Baptist.
反而说，你们站在这里的人啊。
And all the more, he said, those who stand here.
没有一个比施洗约翰还大的。
No one's greater than John the Baptist.
他还肯定施洗约翰是一盏明灯。
He confirmed that John the Baptist is the brightest lamp that shines.
主耶稣当时也是在这种暴风雨当中啊，因为有人。你怎么搞的？现在你还不知道我啊？以前不是说从天上来，你自己也讲说我是弥赛亚，我是神的羔羊啊。
The Lord Jesus in the midst of the storm, because once before that, he was acknowledged by many that he was the Son of God from heaven.
主耶稣啊，不求改变别人。
The Lord Jesus did not require people to change.
所以我们也是一样。
So just like us.
我们要改变自己。
We have to change ourselves.
不是改变环境。
We cannot change the surrounding.
也不是改变别人。
We cannot change others.
假如是这样子的话，会使我们自己呀更走入暴风圈的中心，更痛苦。
If we do that and constantly feel that way, we are in the epic center of the storm.
所以主说要我们学习他的柔和谦卑，就是改变自己的意思啊，就能够得到安息。
He wants us to learn from him to be meek and gentle, so that we have to learn how to change ourselves.
诗篇四十六篇又提到啊。说雅各的神，神是我们的避难所，神是雅各的神。
And Psalms 42 mentioned that the God of Jacob is our fortress.
神就神，为什么还要提到雅各的神呢
？Why would he mention God of Jacob？
因为雅各他很特别。
Because Jacob is very special.
就是提醒我们哈，雅各在亚伯渡口的经历啊，改变了雅各他自己的看法，是改变他自己。
Because Jacob was at the point where he changed his own thinking and he changed himself.
因为以前雅各都是一直在抓，用他的方法一直猛抓，所有的好处都要集中在他的身上。
In the past, Jacob likes to hold on or grab onto something.
那他以为要抓才会胜利呀。
For him, he thinks in order to be victorious, he has to grab on something.
好像现在有的人说，你不拿白不拿，不拿白不拿是你吃亏啊，不拿白不拿。
People has the mentality, the more you grab, the more you have.
所以现在的人说一直抓，一直抓钱啊，抓权力啊，抓名声啊。
So people nowadays wants to grab onto status, onto wealth.
还要想抓这个所有人的肯定啊。
And want to gain recognition from people.
啊，他以为这样子。啊，才能够建立自己一个形象，
that,
才会受尊重。
They feel that way, they can be respect and be adored by many.
才会得胜啊。
They feel that way, they can be victorious.
神告诉他不用这样子啊。
God told him, you do not need to do that.
你这样子嘛，一辈子都很辛苦啊。
Because if you keep doing that, you will suffer in the end.
你看你辛苦的二十年还不够吗？
Isn't suffering of 20 years isn't that? Is that not enough?
所以我们一定要告诉孩子呢，我一直提醒大家说，我们告诉我们孩子什么才是正确的人生态度啊。
I have to remind everyone to remind your children what is the rightful way of the attitude of life.
所以为什么保罗说我们要按照主的道，按照主的教训来教导我们下一代的？
We have to teach the next generation with God's word and God's teachings.
当雅各跟神摔跤以后，
When Jacob was wrestling with God,
他的腿啊瘸的，
His leg was crippled.
神改他的名字说，你以后都会得胜。
And God changed his name that from now on you will be victorious.
圣经是没有记载说雅各觉得很好奇，哎，神啊，你说我得胜，我的腿都瘸了，我的腿都瘸了，都痛得走不动，你还说我会得胜。
The Bible did not record why Jacob did not reason with God that even though my leg was crippled, why would you say I'm victorious?
这个是神的恩典啊。
This is the blessings and grace of God.
假如当时雅各碰到他的哥哥以扫，
At that time, if Jacob were to meet his brother Esau,
还是像以前一样的，很好像是很勇敢，好像是很那种悍，彪悍的样子。
If he was still old him, that he still feel like he's courageous and brave.
那可能两边的人马就会站起来，就会打起来。
And because of that, the two group of people from both sides will start battling.
可是那个时候雅各他走不动了。
But because of that, Jacob could not walk.
半爬半走，一直走到他哥哥以扫的面前呢。
He was limping all the way to in front of his brother.
那个时候以扫看到雅各。
When Esau saw Jacob.
你这个人简直是都快要变成废人，我还要跟你争吵，吵什么？
When Esau saw that Jacob was limping, almost like a crippled person, he thinks that it is no point to argue with him.
你要打架，你看到一个很弱小，都快要走不动的人，那么弱小、不堪一击的人，你会去跟他斗吗？你就去跟他打吗？打什么？
If you see someone who is suffering and limping, would you pick on this person to fight?
那个时候就是雅各得胜的时候。
But that was the moment that Jacob was gained victory.
所以雅各瘸的是神极大的恩典。
For him to be crippled was the blessing that God has given him.
我们今天的软弱也是神的恩典呢。
Today in our weakness, it is grace of God.
所以大家不要说，哎呀，我什么都不行，哎呀，神啊，你为什么不给我能干一点呢？
We tend to complain that why God put us the way we are and we cannot be better than what we want.
告诉大家，只要你能干的话，别人会提防你呀。
But to remind you, if you are the greatest, people will be aware of you.
可能处处设下陷阱，为你设下陷阱啊。
They might set traps for you.
但是当您觉得软弱的时候
，But when you are the weakest,
别人反而会帮助你。
People will come to you for to help you.
所以。雅各当时缺的是神极大的恩典。
So for Jacob to suffer in his torn knee, leg was a blessing from God.
所以圣经才需要提到雅各的神。
And that is why the Bible has to mention God of Jacob.
好，那我们怎么来那、得到这个避风港
？And how do we attain this refuge?
来改变我们自己。
And so that we can change ourselves.
所以诗篇四十六篇的第十节。
So Psalms 46 verse 10.
就说你们要休息，你们要休息，就知道主是神。
Be still and know that I am God.
所以我们要休息啊，不要再忙乱了这个世界的事情。
We have to be still and cast aside the worries and the hustle and bustle of the world.
我们现在所谓的世界的事啊，不是说啊你忙煮饭啊，你忙于洗衣服啊，不是这些的。
This is not referring to the daily chores of the work.
世界的事就是所谓的啊，今生的骄傲啊。弱体的情欲，眼目的情欲、啊、
To be still means to cast away all the pride and the lust of life.
所以我们不要再忙做些事情。
That、we do not be occupied with these things.
有的人哈、啊，为了不让人说他是自私的。
Some people don't want other people to think of them as selfish.
他要表现我是一个好人。
They have to present themselves as a good person.
所以只要别人对他的要求，他一概的答应。他有求必应
，so they will carry out or keep their promise whenever they when people need them.
啊，真的是为了别人哦。
It looks like it is for others.
他是为了什么
But what is it actually for?
念心深处，就是为着让大家都说他是一个好人。
But in their inner intentions, they just want people to acknowledge them as a good person.
因为他不愿意啊，别人说他是自私，你为什么不帮助我呢？啊，说他是自私。
They don't want people to think of them as selfish.
所以他就把自己啊忙得团团转。
And they, because of that, they occupy and keep themselves so busy.
他也是忙为世界的事啊。
But they are busy with the things of the world.
所以我们就叫休息，休息。
We have to be still and rest.
就是依靠主。
We have to rely in God.
我们请看耶利米书。
Turn to Jeremiah.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
主如此说啊，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。那神啊，苦口婆心的告诉以色列百姓。
The Lord's trying to warn the Israelites.
怎么才能够得到安息？
How is it that they can gain rest?
就站在路上，不要再一直奔跑啊，你要站着，要休停一停啊。
To stand at the crossroad and look.
啊，我们人真的有些时候是太忙碌了。
Man tends to keep themselves so busy.
是忙于世界的事。
And we're so occupied with things of the world.
所以现在就是停一停。
It is time to stand still.
来访问古道。
To ask for ancient path.
那至少在诗篇四十六篇就访问古道，就告诉我们来访问雅各的故事。
That means in Psalms chapter 46 to ask for the story of Jacob.
来看看雅各他真正得胜的因素在哪里。
To understand where is the point where Jacob gained victory.
他自己软弱的，腿瘸的。
It is the time where he had a disability in his leg.
所以难怪保罗他很喜欢夸耀自己的软弱。
That is why Paul liked to boast of his own weakness.
但是大家注意啊，当一个人有软弱，只要不懂依靠主的话，还是永远软弱。
A person if is still weak and does not acknowledge God will still be weak.
保罗所说的这个软弱，他是要依靠主，靠主的恩典呢。
Paul mentioned that when he is most weak, that is the time that he relies in the blessings and grace of God.
因为这些谦卑的人啊，告诉大家一定会吃眼前亏，一定会吃眼前亏啊！你一定刚开始啊，人家会瞧不起你呀、啊，因为你太谦卑，你都好像很懦弱。
A person who is weak will tend to be on looks like he's on the disadvantage.
会被人欺负啊。
Tends to be bullied by people.
所以圣经还有一个配套的方法。
But the Bible has a package.
这个配套方法就是说你要忍耐。
And that is to endure.
不能够急。
You cannot rush things.
虽然你想要谦卑自己，你想要谦卑柔和。
You want to be gentle and humble.
你想要依靠神。
You want to rely in God.
但是别人看你很软弱啊。
People tend to think that you are very weak.
他要利用你啊。
They try to take advantage of
you. 他要欺负你啊。
They try to bully you.
他瞧你不起啊。
They look down on you.
那时候还有一个配套方法，就是要忍耐。
So that was the time, one of the way is you have to endure.
所以诗篇四十六篇的第四节、第五节就说忍耐等候天亮。
So that is why in Psalms it says that we have to endure until daylight.
天亮，这大家都知道，迟早会天亮啊。
We know that it's a come a time where it's the break of day.
你急也急不来啊。
You can't rush things.
因为神哈是施恩给谦卑的人。
God will show His mercy to those who are humble.
那到时候 in due time， 就是到时候有个时间点了，神就会让他高升。
So in due time, the person will be exalted.
我们看当时莫迪改哈，整个民族不但是莫迪改，整个民族都快要被哈曼毁灭掉了。
We look at the time where nobody acknowledged Mordecai and the nation was about to be destroyed by Haman.
谦卑的人啊，受吃亏啊。
It's always a disadvantage to be humble.
骄傲的人得势。
Seems like the proud will have more upper hand.
可是那是暂时的。
But that is just temporarily.
谦卑的人必须要忍耐，等到天亮，等候天亮。
The humble have to endure and wait until the break of day.
真的，到时候神就让莫迪改高升啊，提拔从所门的。最小的官员提升到宰相。
Only then, when the break of day, God will exalt Mordecai from a person at the gate to be a good top soldier.
所以当我们在办公室受欺压的时候，
when we are being oppressed,
受轻视的时候，
when we are being despised,
受利用的时候，
when we are being taken advantage,
也不要着急啊。
Do not rush.
等候天亮， wait, 耐心等候天亮。
Wait patiently for the break of day.
那这个要靠圣灵的能力。所以在四十六篇的里头就提到，有一道河水这个河一下来的话，就满有神的恩典。
This has to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, just like verse 4 that says, there's a river whose stream makes glad the city.
就让圣灵来改变我们的心思意念。
Let the Holy Spirit change our thoughts and our ways.
所以以前可能我们的想法也不一定正确，现在要按照圣经的想法。
We used to have incorrect ways in the past.
所以我们不但是为自己找个避难所。
Not only should we find refuge for ourselves.
还要为我们儿女找个避难所。
We also have to help our children to find one.
在这个诸事不顺利的情况之下
In times that is not going well.
怎么来度过？
How do we overcome?
不是啊，绕过他哦。
Not is to just walk, walk.
我们刚讲过，这个逃避是逃不掉的。
We know that we cannot escape.
我们只能够去面对它。
We can only face it.
我们靠主走过这一段的路程。
We have to rely on God to walk through this journey.
暴风雨。
This storm.
因为神是我们的避难所。
Because God is our refuge.
再唱诗。
Sing him.
344.
344. 344.